This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is signaling a long-term commitment to Ukraine while asking Congress for an additional $33 billion to help Kyiv fight off the Russian invasion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says fighting the war against Moscow's aggression is not cheap, but caving would be even more costly.
It's critical this funding gets approved and approved as quickly as possible,
which he says will not just give the Ukrainian military what it needs in the crucial months ahead, but also start a transition to longer-term security aid to keep deterring Russia. The aid package is more than double the initial $13.6 million Congress approved last month as the war enters its third month. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Later Thursday, the House of Representatives almost unanimously passed the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act. The Senate voted unanimously in support of the act weeks earlier. The act, which is a revival of a World War II program, allows the U.S. government to bypass procedural obstacles that slowed the delivery of weapons. The White House said the new $33 billion spending plan would include more than $20 billion in new weaponry and military assistance and $8.5 billion in economic aid for Ukraine. The rest would go toward humanitarian aid and food programs after the Russian invasion disrupted food supplies. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Biden administration is asking Congress for an additional legal authority to make it easier for the U.S. government to seize Russian government and oligarch assets and transfer the proceeds to Ukraine. White House released a package of legislative changes Thursday as President Biden asked Congress for the $33 billion in additional aid for Ukraine, as it seeks to fend off a devastating Russian invasion now in its third month. The proposal comes as Ukrainian officials ask Western governments to hand over Russian oligarch and government assets seized since the start of the Russian invasion on February the 24th. Explosions ripped through two separate passenger vehicles in northern Afghanistan on Thursday, killing at least 9 people, injuring 13 others. The bombings took place within minutes of each other in different parts of Mazar-e-Sharif, the capital of Balkh province, according to a police spokesman, who added the targets appear to be Shiite passengers. The Islamic State terrorist group's regional affiliate, Islamic State Khorasan province, also known as ISIS-K, claimed responsibility for the bomb blast. It is the latest in a series of bombings to rattle Afghanistan this month, killing dozens of people and injuring scores of others. The Food and Drug Administration will reveal its plan to ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes. We get more on that story from the AP's Mike Hempen.
FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says the proposal would reduce disease and deaths by helping current smokers quit and preventing younger people from starting. He previewed the agency's announcement in congressional testimony. Menthol accounts for more than a third of U.S. cigarette sales. The mint flavor is very popular among black smokers and young people. The FDA has attempted several times to get rid of menthol, but has always faced pushback from big tobacco, members of Congress, and competing political interests. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Moderna is asking U.S. regulators to open its COVID-19 vaccine to the nation's youngest children. Kids under 5 are the only group in the U.S. not yet eligible for vaccinations. Frustrated parents are awaiting impatiently for a chance to protect them. Moderna submitted data to the Food and Drug Administration Thursday. The company hopes the FDA will rule in time for the young people to start getting vaccinated by summer. Rival Pfizer also is studying its vaccine in the littlest kids. For more news, join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.